At first, she'd resisted the idea of marrying him and moving to Adelaide, but now that Dan was married and had someone to support him, Rowena had given in. She loved Austin and enjoyed sharing her life with him. No doubt some would think her foolish to marry at her time of life. She was approaching 57, but she wasn't one to dwell too much on what others thought. Dan and Paula's wedding day flicked through her mind. Even though it had been a struggle for the new bride, fresh from the city, to adapt to country life, they seemed happy. Rowena hoped Paula would cope with the looming bombshell. Perhaps a country girl would understand the situation better, but Dan had made his choice. There was a clang as the garden gate closed and footsteps crunched along the path. Rowena hurried to take the sausage rolls from the oven and put them on the table beside the sandwiches. She wanted to give Dan a decent lunch. It was another of the things she did from time to time just to make sure they were eating properly. Paula wasn't fond of cooking. Once again, Rowena picked up the letter and unfolded it. She had to be strong. This wasn't Austin's problem. It was hers, and it affected Dan and Paula and their unborn child. Dan's voice reached her as a low rumble from the back door. He must have the dog with him. She looked down at the letter again and brushed away the wisp of hair that fell forward over her face. How did life become so complicated? "Everything's fine, Paula, and hopefully you won't have too much more nausea." Paula gave the doctor a sheepish smile. She'd managed to make it to the toilet before she brought up her breakfast. "I thought I was overdoing that." "Nausea can come and go throughout pregnancy. Have you had a busy morning? You probably just stood up too quickly and the dizziness set you off. Your blood pressure is fine." Paula slipped on her shoes. Lachlan Hunter appeared to be only a few years older than her. His youthful looks made it hard to tell, but she didn't care how old he was. It was his confidence that reassured her. He'd dealt very capably with Dan's Aunt Rowena when she'd had a bad bout of flu a few months ago. Anyone who could organise Rowena against her will was a miracle worker in Paula's eyes. When Paula had been hospitalised with the same virus, Lachlan had kept a close eye on her recovery. She had also seen his handiwork with their neighbour Bruce after his accident with the auger. Then there was his patch-up job on Dan after he rolled his car. She gave an involuntary shiver when she recalled how easily she and her friend Jane, Bruce's wife, could have become widows. There was such a variety of things for a country GP to do, and Paula had full confidence in Lachlan Hunter. He looked at the computer screen on the desk in front of him. "Dr. Markham has sent your notes from Sydney, and with your recent ultrasound results, we can be confident your March due date is correct." Paula couldn't resist putting her hand on her stomach. Was she imagining a slight bulge there already, even though she was only 12 weeks along? She certainly couldn't stand to have anything tight around her middle. That was something that did make her feel sick. "I've been a bit nervous. I was still taking the pill when I conceived. I've been worried it might have affected the baby." "There's no need to worry. We'll send you for another ultrasound at 20 weeks, but you're fit and healthy. No reason to think the baby is otherwise. How are you feeling in general? Apart from this morning, you said the nausea is easing."
"I thought I would have to start the day with a cup of tea and cracker biscuits forever."
She gave the doctor a wry smile. "I still feel a bit queasy at times, but this morning was the first time I've been sick in a while. Both my sisters were the same, but they felt fine for the rest of their pregnancies."
"Country South Australia is a long way from your family in Sydney. How are you settling in?"
"Until I met Dan, I'd never given farm life a thought, but I'm very happy here."
She smiled. "My sisters wonder what I do all day. They can't imagine how I keep busy without shops and movies and nightlife."
"I know what you mean."
She watched the doctor tap at the keyboard and wondered if there was a Mrs. Hunter.
"Are you from Sydney?"
she asked.
"No. English father and Chinese mother who raised me in the leafy suburbs of Adelaide, a world away from here. I only came for a brief country experience a few years ago and I'm still here."
"I guess we're not that far from the city, but I find the local community provides most things I need."
"There are some gaps, unfortunately."
He turned to face her.
"Like where you should give birth. You can book in at the regional hospital."
"That's a long drive."
Paula recalled the weekend she and Dan had spent in a tiny cabin at Wollaston, the seaside town that was the biggest in their region. It had taken well over an hour to get there. Between Paula's bow...